This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Grant and Danny on The Fan right now. Caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. You're winning a 4-pack of tickets to the DC Auto Show. It's at the Convention Center, goes through the end of the weekend. Buy your tickets now, WashingtonAutoShow.com. See the newest show features, best the industry has to offer, latest models and electric vehicles, exhibits, indoor-outdoor ride and drives, and so much more. Check out the Washington Auto Show. We got your tickets all week long at 4 o'clock ahead of the Blitz. Speaking of which, Commanders, Caps, Wizards, we're busy. Let's get to it. John Walton on the Caps, James Posey from the Wizards coaching staff coming up on the Blitz. But we start on the gridiron, talking Commanders with our guy Darren Haynes, WSA TV 9, Channel 9 in town. Darren, how you been, bro?
I've been good, man. Just, enjoying the offseason, checking out some of these games in the AFC, NFC, and see who's going to be moving on to the Super Bowl. It's a good week, but always a busy week.
Darren, who do you feel like is going to end up with this offensive coordinator job, and why?
So I'm gonna go with actually Thomas Brown, the running backs coach for the LA Rams.
I already heard a lot of positive things about him before the Commanders interviewed him on Tuesday, and talking to one of my old friends, Malcolm Brown, who's a running back with the Rams, and I mean he spoke so highly of him, saying he's like a player's coach, solid guy, a guy who the players will love to play for him. And then speaking to some other guys, just knowing the fact that he interviewed to be a head coach for the Houston Texans this year, he also interviewed to be a head coach for the Miami Dolphins last year. The Commanders could have a guy who the players love. He's young, he's talented. He was an offensive coordinator for Miami Dolphins. He's innovative. To have that kind of young talent and a player's coach around the weapons they have in Washington, and he has the knowledge where people value his expertise to even consider him to be a head coach, will be a hell of a hire.
I really like the idea of Thomas Brown, and everyone I ask that knows him speaks glowingly. One thing I can't get past, or at least just need someone to explain, is the Rams have an OC opening right now, and they're not interviewing him for it. He is on staff there. They're interviewing a bunch of outside candidates, and they're not interviewing him for a promotion. That just feels weird to me.
It does. That's a great question, but who knows what his reasoning is behind that? Maybe he wants to look for bigger or better opportunities or something like that. For all you know, he may interview for him, or maybe we don't know, or maybe it's going to come down the road. But that's only time will tell. What I do know is that for Washington, they're waiting for these AFC and NFC games to end to interview some more people. So we're probably looking at another a week or so before they make a decision. But I know they really like Thomas Brown.
What should we expect from Sam Howell? Assuming he gets the gig, assuming he gets a chance to rise, fall, fail, succeed, everything in between, what's a realistic expectation for him next year?
Man, I feel like you guys ask me this question every single week, but I'll say this. I'm gonna expect him to play the way that Taylor Heinicke told me that he should play, because Taylor was mentioning that when he was first drafted and he saw his arm when he first came into OTAs, he knew that Howell was special and that he can lead this franchise. And I think, when we're talking about Thomas Brown, the offensive coordinator candidate, I double checked with the people that was surrounded around him. I'm like, are the coaches telling you that Sam Howell is going to be that guy? And they confirmed again, they're saying Sam Howell is going to be that guy. So I expect Sam Howell to come in and play similar to how he played during that season finale. Of course, there's going to be some growing woes with him. But if he has the talent that we really only had a couple glimpses of during the preseason and the final game of the season, but lives up to that expectation of what Taylor Heinicke is mentioning, a guy who can lead the franchise, I expect him to be that guy and that starter who leads this young team for moving forward.
Darren Haynes, Channel 9 in D.C. And check him out, and he's on social as well at Darren M. Haynes. What do you make of the Commander's cruise being called off? This was the big cruise that fans were told they could get on with former players and legends. This was going to be the first time they were doing it, and now apparently it's not happening a couple months before they were supposed to set sail.
So I can finally say that something wrong happened with the Washington Commanders, but it's not their fault. Usually when something goes wrong, we're like, oh, what are the Commanders doing now? But this was a situation where this particular cruise line company, I'm trying to remember the name, I think it's First Class Cruises, on December 1st, totally changed the date of the cruise and also changed the destination and changed the cruise line. Now, I love going on cruises. I've been on Royal Caribbean before. That's what it was supposed to be. They switched it to MSC. Now, MSC, I've been on that cruise line before. It's nothing like Royal Caribbean. It's a little bit different. It's not as fun, I guess. So if I paid my money and I saw MSC, I'd be like, no, I don't want to go on that. But it was a breach of the contract, and that's why the Washington Commanders backed out of it, because, I mean, you changed the date, you know, a couple months before. I mean, people probably purchased their tickets and everything already. You can't do that.
So that's interesting. It looked to me like this was a group that defaulted with Philadelphia first, and there was a whole bunch of mess-ups and impropriety and a whole big problem with refunds. Then Washington partnered with them, and then somehow it went bad. So you don't put the blame on them at all?
From everything that I'm reading, and then you look at the kind of like the statement or message that's coming from the cruise lines statement. Clearly, there are changes that were made by them because they're saying right. They're trying to adjust a few things. So clearly, the changes were made, and the Washington Commanders didn't like the changes that were presented. And I mean, I'm looking at the changes now. I mean, I can see it's supposed to start on March 25th, and now it's March 26th.
It's supposed to be. I think you guys are saying the same thing, but maybe differently. I think Danny's point is yes, they made all those changes and they screwed them over. But his point is, you got into bed with a company that's not reputable, and then something bad happened. Like, supposedly, the company that they were doing the cruise with
has
terrible history,
yeah.
And that's who they signed up with to do this with. And it's it's the equivalent of, like, you know, you signed Antonio Brown, and then he acted like a jackass. Well,
no, I get you. Yeah, I mean, that is a big point. Maybe they. I know they were mentioning that the thing that happened with the Eagles thing was mainly because of the pandemic, where a lot of things are going wrong, and that could have been their excuse on why they've had so many errors and bad reviews. And maybe they sold it to the Washington Commanders and maybe gave them a good deal, better than others, because they had that bad rep. But clearly, you know, the writing's on the wall in regards to just how that company works, and the Washington Commanders got bit in the butt for that.
All good, man. Really appreciate it, Darren. Thanks for the time, man.
Left hand up.
Thank you, Darren. Talk to you very soon. Hit that capital sounder,
never
please.
Never fails.
My buddy John Walton, play-by-play voice for your Washington Capitals. John, not much needs to be said. A big one tonight, and Caps got to have it, huh?
Yeah, they do. And against Pittsburgh, it's always big. But tonight, even bigger, because these two teams tied for the first/second wild card in the East. The winner moves 2 points ahead. More important for the Caps, because they're the ones that give up 3 games in hand to Pittsburgh. And incredibly, the Buffalo Sabres are coming hard. 11-2-1 they are on the road, and they're playing in Winnipeg tonight. They can close within a point of the Caps. So very, very big game. Biggest game of the season to date, no question in my mind, tonight here at 7th and F.
I'm guessing no Tom Wilson based on what we know right now. Can you give us some thoughts on maybe what we can expect from the lines for Lavi this evening?
Yeah, no Tom Wilson, and that certainly is a big problem. And I think when the club says day-to-day, we can take them at their word, and hopefully it's not that big a deal. Was the same designation that we had when we talked about in the playoffs, but I think it's a little bit different here. Hopefully we see him back soon. You're going to see TJ Oshie tonight with Dylan Strome and Alex Ovechkin. That's going to be your top line. And it all is a little shuffled around beyond that. Mantha is on the second line tonight with Kuznetsov and Sherry. Connor coming off the goal in Colorado. Sonny Milano, Nick Backstrom, and Marcus Johansson is going to play on his offside, moving from left to right. And then Nicholas Aube-Kubel, Lars Eller, and Garnet Hathaway. Still no Nick Doubt either, guys, and we haven't really heard a lot on him lately. Hopefully that's something he's able to get back soon, because they need his face-off ability. They need him on the PK. They're definitely not going to be at 100% tonight against Pittsburgh.
So, John, that Golden Knights game, not particularly good there in Vegas, but I actually thought they played pretty well against Colorado. Just some bad luck, hot goaltender. I know Connor Sherry, that I still hear that ding in my ears from when he drilled the post early there in the first period. I thought they played, you know, that was a nice turning point game, even though they didn't get the result.
Yeah, I think that's a spot-on assessment, Danny, across the board. It was a clunker in Vegas. Nothing that you could take away was good about that game. But in Colorado, they deserved a better fate. If Sherry's post goes in the first period, might have been a different game. The puck luck wasn't with them. They certainly had their chances in the third period. I thought they outplayed them in the third period. And a really good effort, especially when they lost Tom Wilson in the middle of that game. But unfortunately, they come away with no points. So only 2 out of 6 on the road and the road trip. And then only 4 wins out of 11 in the month of January. And after that terrific December that got them right back into the race, they've got to find a way to pull points in these last three, and they're not easy, because you got to go to Toronto after this on Sunday and then finish up another long road stretch in Columbus on Tuesday. So last home game until Super Bowl Sunday, believe it or not, and they're trying desperately to get standings points. They need them right now.
John, I wonder if we can just chalk up this month, as frustrating as it sounds, to there is less chemistry and cohesion. I mean, hockey is so much about everyone kind of fitting like a puzzle. They bring Willie and Backy back on the same night, on the same line for the moment as they're on the scoreboard being introduced. And I thought that was awesome on that Sunday afternoon. But they were rolling, and it's great to get those guys back. But it just seems like, whether it was the reinsertion of those two and then parking guys at that moment, or you know, the injuries since as well, guys like Oshie missing, Ovi missing time, it just seems like they're out of whack, and they have been all month.
I think that's fair, and I think when you look at getting those guys assimilated in, yeah, there's something to that, to be able to get them back in and get them up to speed, and it does change the chemistry a little bit, even when you've got guys of that caliber. But I think it's as much the injuries as anything, where they were starting to turn the corner, like, okay, they went to Long Island, and things are pretty good. You got Wilson back, you got Backstrom back. And then Dowd gets hurt. And I don't know that people realize how important he really has been to this team this year, where he does so many different things. Best face-off guy, best guy on the PK. And then losing John Carlson, of course. The power play has not been very good. 1 for the last 23 entering play tonight. And having John out of the lineup certainly affects that. So I think there's a lot of different ways that you can point to, but it all adds up to the same result. You've only got 4 wins in 11 games in January after going 11-2-2. And if you fancy yourself a playoff team, and this team certainly is hoping that's the case, they're going to have to take advantage of the home games they have, a lot of those in February. But they got to finish this stretch strong. It's a real possibility. If they stumble between here and next Tuesday, they could be on the outside looking in at the break down at 9. And that is obviously tough to fight back from, trying to get back toward the top 8 and trying to get back in the playoffs again.
John, appreciate you as always, man. Go ahead and call W tonight.
Thanks, fellas. Appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy. Hit that Wizards sounder for me, Darius.
And to talk about the Wizards winning 4 in a row, James Posey, one of the assistants on Wes Unseld's staff, joins us on Grant and Danny. James, thanks for a couple minutes. Congrats on another victory last night.
Oh, man. Thanks for having me. It feels good to win.
What's been going better lately here with these 4 in a row?
Well, we were getting our healthy bodies back and guys sort of getting into the rhythm. And so, you know, I think that's been the biggest thing, you know, having healthy bodies out there to perform at a high level and get these wins. Unfortunately, you know, Porzingis, he's been out the past couple, but still just been able to get healthy bodies on the floor is always a good thing.
I've been so impressed by Kyle Kuzma, really since he showed up, but the way he's developed now into a closer at the end of games in the fourth quarter. He was fantastic in putting you guys over the finish line last night. What do you make of just how he finishes games?
He has no fear. So he goes out there and is being cool at the end of the day. You know, he's not afraid of the big moments and taking big shots. So, you know, it's a plus for us when he's in cool's mode for the most part.
James, what are you seeing from Denny Avdia here lately? He's done a couple things over the last week where I kind of found myself smirking and nodding my head a little bit, going, I kind of didn't know you could do that. And he seems to be more confident here of late.
I think he's just going out there playing free-minded. He's making all the plays defensively. He's rebounded, defending, hustle plays. And I think that, you know, once you do that on the defensive end, you give that up. You know, it's a sacrifice. So offensively, things start to come a little better for him, you know, in transition, then being able to knock down shots. So by him going out there just playing freely and just doing the little things, I think that's helped him a lot.
James Posey, who played in 65 playoff games in his career, now on the Wizards staff, joining us on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. James, you guys make a trade. Rui on his way to L.A. We saw him make his debut with LeBron and company. Maybe you can give us a thought on losing Rui and what you think about him moving forward now in his future. But you brought in Kendrick Nunn, and I was really impressed by the impact he made right away on both ends of the floor, hit some big shots, made a couple nice passes, played some defense. What'd you see from him? Give me a take on both of those guys, if you would.
Rui, he's a great talent. You know, unfortunately, you know, the nature of this business comes down to decisions, and I don't have the final say in that, but, you know, the decision was made. But I know my time here, he's worked hard, and, you know, I like Rui as a player, and I think he's just going to get better in his career, and he has a great opportunity going to L.A., playing with LeBron James. I think that's going to help him as well. Getting Kendrick, it was a big search for us last night coming in, you know, just with everything going on, being able to get thrown right in the fire right away and make big plays. You know, I know he's a capable three-point shooter, and he can make plays as well. So he was able to showcase that a little bit last night, just being able to, you know, go out there and play in a game without having any practice with us. You know, that was big. So that shows, you know, his abilities.
James, you had such a nice career. And may I add, on a personal note, I have gotten over the times you tormented me at the George Washington University when you were killing us at Xavier for a couple of years. We could not stop you, plain and simple. You had such an awesome, you know, long career. And, you know, in college, obviously, you were the man. You took on all sorts of roles in the NBA. How have you kind of imparted that to some of the young players as they're trying to find their foothold in this league?
Well, I learned that, I guess, my first year in the league, being drafted by Denver, I had assistant coach in John Lucas. And he made a point to prove to me that, you know, once you get to this level, everybody can't be the man. So you have to find your role and be as best in that role as you can. And I always been that way, but it was just a rude awakening on this level, on the professional level, where I was like, okay, I got it right then. And I never looked back, and I always carry that piece of information with me throughout my career.
James Posey was a real good player, now an assistant on the Wizards staff. They've won four in a row, joining us on our Beltway Blitz here on Grant and Danny. Bradley Beal has had, you know, decent bounce back season, right? But not quite at the level he was a couple years ago when he was winning a scoring title and competing with Steph Curry in that regard. What are you seeing from Brad and his game right now, and how do we continue to just get the best out of him moving forward after getting the big contract?
No, Beal is our guy, and you know, he started out being a little injured with hamstring, so he's still trying to work his way back. A little minute restriction right now, but he's our guy, and we just have to get healthy bodies out there consistently, and then that's something that he's been working on. You know, he puts in the work behind the scenes to get his body ready and also to keep his game sharp. So it's just a matter of just staying healthy and just taking it one game at a time. And like I said, he does everything possible to get ready to perform. So there's no worries there. So we just got to make sure we get him and everybody else healthy so we can put a nice little run together.
How close do you feel like you guys are to being a consistent, solid, even a good defensive team?
We're close, but like I said, like, we need healthy bodies. We need to have a steady dose of everybody being able to share and to take advantage of their minutes. And once we're able to build that chemistry, I think, you know, the sky's the limit, but it puts ourselves in a good position to be more consistent instead of being up or down at times.
James, congrats on the heater. Stay hot, and we're looking forward to seeing you guys get into this playoff mix as the year goes on. Thanks for the time.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
James Posey of the Wizards coaching staff on our Beltway Blitz. Next on Grant and Danny, remember that Commander's cruise that people were supposed to go on? Where you went on a cruise with a bunch of Commanders, former and current players? Apparently the cruise is not happening. We'll explain next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. The Commanders were going to commission a little cruise. Their fans were going to be able to set sail on a cruise coming up this offseason. First time the team has done this, a fan cruise. And as was originally reported on by Tom Lavero of the Washington Times yesterday, the cruise has sunk before the ship was boarded. Danny, it's not happening. This cruise will not be taking place. Fans will now be getting their money back, presumably, or at least I guess that could ultimately happen if they don't reschedule. I'm not sure if we have confirmation on exactly what the plan is. But the way Lavero reported on this in the Times, he clicked the link. It didn't go anywhere. He got curious. He called the team. There was no comment, just as a random caller saying, what's going on with this cruise? So eventually, as Tom Lavero, Washington Times, he calls to get a statement. And it turns out that the cruise is actually off. Fill in some of the blanks for us.
Yeah, so this cruise company, I don't want to start running down companies. I don't know anything, just other than what's in here. But this cruise company did this once before, and it was booked in 2019 for the Philadelphia Eagles. People could take a fan cruise. So 2020 happens when the thing is supposed to take place. You get the pandemic. Certainly understandable,
totally.
Right, that would go awry. The whole world did, for goodness sakes. Well, what ensued, apparently, was a great challenge for most of the fans, by all accounts here, to get their money back, right? That's according to the stories. They went through all sorts of different things, nothing, no response from anybody. Finally, they do one of those things where you get, like, ABC7 on your side. Enough people contact the TV news station, they do a story about it. Lo and behold, finally, people get their money back. There are some other stories in here that that Tom does a really good job of chronicling. But it went from, I remember this announcement, by the way, and I think it was August of last year, right? This was kind of in there, we're looking at our engagements, we're doing activations, and pew, 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 this is what's happening, right? Branding. And it not only, the link doesn't work, but the conversation that Tom chronicles when he calls, to sort of ask about it, the person says, I don't know what that is, I have no idea who to tell you to talk to, nothing to see here. Peace out.
I got the exact comment. So the link for the cruise on the Commander's website no longer works. When I called Monday to tell them the link was no longer working and to inquire about the details of the cruise, I was told, quote, I asked around. Unfortunately, we don't have any information at this time. There's nothing I could be able to give you, end quote. So he goes on to write, when I asked who I should call, I was told there isn't anyone in the organization that you could call. We don't have any information at this time of what that looks like and more details or anything. So he says he inquired officially on Wednesday with the team, and a Commander spokesperson sent this email. Out of deep concern for our fans' experience, we are in the process of canceling the fan cruise because of significant changes made by the company to the original offering, including cruise line, destinations, and dates. Our fans are our priority, and we are working to ensure we can reward those who signed up for a great experience with our alumni to thank them for their loyalty and commitment to our team and legends.
So the idea that out of the goodness of their heart, the organization's going, wait a minute, you moved the date back by a day? Oh, we have to cancel it for our fans. No way. The idea that, you know, that instead of going to, I don't know, Puerto Vallarta, they're going now to the Punta Cana, whatever. And all of a sudden the team's going, no. That's not right. Here's what happened as I see it. Okay, just reading what I read and just sort of looking at it. They jumped too fast, got in business with, I would say, a less than reputable outlet here who doesn't really do a good job following through, and this whole thing kind of blew up in their face because they were so anxious and so desperate to try to find something positive to deliver to their fans because they can't do a stadium experience that's worth the damn. They couldn't do a brand rollout. They couldn't get the crest right. They couldn't do the 90 greatest right. They couldn't do a Sean Taylor installation right. None of it. So they're trying to find some way to get some fan engagement. They're desperate for it. They're last in attendance, and it's not getting any better. So they're trying in this regard. But again, this is another flop, another fall on their face type situation. So who knows when people that booked this thing would have been notified of it, right? I mean, it took the link being dead. So if I, as a consumer, if I said, hey, I want to do this, I want to hang out with Joe Theismann and, you know, maybe a couple other guys that I grew up watching on a cruise. That seems like a good way, entry point into getting into cruises. Well, if I went and clicked on the link, it'd be dead. How long has it been dead for? Does anyone know? A day? A month? 2 months? 3 months? Is that when you decided you weren't going to do it?
If Tom doesn't write this story, we don't know that the cruise is canceled right now.
And that's kind of my point here.
Do the people that are expecting to go on the cruise already know that? Have they been notified? I mean, I think it could be true, by the way. Like you're saying, well, they're probably not going to bow out just because the cruise line changed the date or the destination on them. I think those are absolutely reasons to bow out, and I could see that happening. But it still speaks to, potentially, the reputation of this company, which in the Washington Times they question by way of various anecdotes from over the years, including, you're right, the fact that a deal they had with the Eagles for a 2020 cruise fell through during COVID, that goes without saying. That's reasonable. As Tom wrote, though, what is not reasonable or acceptable for Eagles fans was that they were left behind. They were left high and dry financially. They couldn't get their refunds from this cruise line and had to reach out to a local Philadelphia TV station to get their money back, which you referenced, and that's when they did all the reporting to help some of these fans get their money back. Shortly after the story aired, fans began receiving refunds, $59,000 worth of refunds, all of which came from the team, a source said. And that's speaking to, you know, back when this happened with the Eagles. But there are other times over the last several years where this company's been called into question for how hard they've made it for people to get money back or to follow through on things that they were supposed to have been provided for their money.
They have an F rating from the South Florida Better Business Bureau.
Just in general, this is what we're finding out actually how much, but no, let's just call it for now a $6 billion entity. Mm-hmm. Might be a $7.5 billion entity. I want you, when you're doing a team cruise, to not be working with someone with an F rating in the Better Business Bureau. Like, let's look up some of the Yelp reviews. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Let's find out. Let's call the Eagles and say, what did you think of your experience? Let's make sure that you're doing this thing right. I did read where they have a cruise lined up, I believe, with the Miami Dolphins still, which is a go as of this moment. Have you seen that?
I have not, no. I missed that.
Yeah, apparently this same cruise line is supposed to be doing a cruise with the Dolphins that has not yet been canceled for later this year. But it does just sound fishy that this is the group the Commanders were doing a cruise with, where you're putting your Theismann and your Santana Mosses and, you know, all your legends are going on this cruise with all these fans. And we've just got so much baggage, it seems like, from recent issues that they've had.
And so, and here's what I would say to that, right? Just thinking or trying to look at this as objectively as I can, because I'm coming at this from a certain point of view, and I fully acknowledge that. When this happened to the Eagles, maybe some Eagles fans are ticked off, but I imagine some might be. But nobody's going,
I bet you if you were supposed to go on the cruise,
you'd be very mad. But I bet you there are many people going, God, this organization's the worst. I mean, Eagles fans are a different breed, and they think that every time, you know, they give up a field goal. But for the most part, it's a pretty class organization. Does things pretty well, right? They seem to be able to get their act together and deliver a pretty good product on a consistent basis, right? So them being in bed with this group and getting kind of left holding the bag, and they're the ones that paid the money so that fans didn't have to be the ones to try to knock down the doors of this company to get their, you know, $8,000 back or whatever. Kudos to them. They you know, that's a screw up, but you give them leeway. You give them the benefit of the doubt, right? Flip to Washington. After that happened to the Eagles, I'm sorry, even if you are 100% innocent here, even if you were bamboozled, even if you were trying to do the right thing, it's still clunky at best, right? And I don't give them the benefit of the doubt. They haven't earned it. This business group, this non-football side of things, is it better despite all the promises? Like, that's the part that I can't get over. These are controllable, easy wins that you should be stockpiling. You should just be netting them. You weren't as bad as it was when Bruce was here. Just take win after win after win after win until it's unfair to criticize you. The exact opposite has happened. The exact opposite. It's probably worse now because nobody has any institutional memory. Because no one there understands that it's important to have Sammy Ball in the right jersey when you send out the form about the 90 greatest. People understand that you don't put 92 on the crest because that's the year the Cowboys won the Super Bowl. You don't do that. I'm so fed up with this part of it. Winning is hard. I got plenty of issues with Vera and the Martys and everybody else. That's really, really hard to do. Not that many teams get to win on an annual basis. And mostly we're all searching for the same thing, right? It's really, really tough with the caliber of athlete and the salary cap and everything else. I give some leeway and benefit of the doubt. I just want a good process. This is the part that anybody should be awesome at. You should be great at this. If this was the only thing, you'd go, oh, well, bad luck. Come on, man.
So I do think that there is probably a middle ground here, okay, where stuff like this happens all the time, to your point. And when it happens to the Eagles, it's not the biggest deal in the world. None of these one things in a vacuum is. I agree with you, the batting average is just way too low. Whether it's the Sean Taylor jersey retirement or the Sean Taylor installation, or I mean, we could rip through and rattle off a bunch of things that have happened over the last couple of years with this new regime, not even supposedly the worst regime before that from a business standpoint. These are all the smart people who were brought in to fix everything, right? But I do think because it's the Redskins / football team / Commanders, it's a bigger deal. It's more noticeable. It's more talked about. It is almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy in a way where, do I think some of this is bad luck? Yeah, I do, frankly. But at some point, you get enough of these things that happen, and you go, you're kind of making your own luck, right? And I try to give them the benefit of the doubt and say this could have happened to anyone. It did happen to the Eagles, as an example. They're in the NFC Championship game. They seem to run a pretty good operation over there. They run a good ship, if you will. It just happens here all the time. All the time. And it just seems like, you fast forward every 5-10 years. It's a different person running it. It's a different collection of people. I mean, how many business people have they gone through? Nikki Javala, who covers the team for the Post, has a running tab, like a tally that she keeps. And every week or so, another business leader from the team leaves, and she adds it to this growing list of like 20-some people who have left over the last couple years. And I'm sure if you ask Jason Wright about that, he'll say, this is what you want, right? I mean, we're getting the best people here. We're getting rid of people that aren't doing a good job. We're keeping the people that are. But these are a lot of people that have come and gone just recently.
All recent.
Like the Jason Wright fixers, the people that were here because they're the best and the smartest and the greatest, they don't want to stay here.
Yeah, the latest example
here
is Will Middlebrooks, a name that most people don't know.
Different than Will Middlebrooks, who married Jenny Dell, who is the sideline reporter for the Red Sox when he played for the Red Sox.
I remember when Will Middlebrooks was going to be like the next big thing as a third baseman.
He was a guy.
Remember that? That's weird. But Will Middlebrooks was the chief creative and digital officer. That doesn't mean much to you or me, and that's just fine. But that's the guy who had a hand in the name thing. He had a hand in it, at least according to an interview that he gave about this not just being just the name. You can't just be stuck with a regular old name or an animal. You need to have something that's a global brand. Global brand, global brand, global brand, blah, 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 blah. Consultant speak. He's gone. That's well within the last couple years. So that guy that changed the thing that I love, was had a hand in at least, his voice was heard in a room, is now up and left, right? That's the kind of stuff that I just sort of can't forgive. I can't get over it. And I know I'm yelling about it, but it really frustrates me.
He was the chief creative officer, chief content officer for the Washington Commanders, oversaw and led the most successful team rebrand ever in NFL history for the Commanders.
Yeah.
This is his bio, by the way.
Wrote it?
I just found this. I just Googled him. This is on his website.
Okay.
Will oversaw and led the most successful team rebrand ever in NFL history for the Commanders. Who gives that award? Who decided that?
The Craig Melvin Chuckle Award?
Oh, here we go. I think they're basing it on impressions on social media.
Yeah.
With over 87.3 billion impressions reach and the launch content alone garnering over 69 million views globally.
Jesus.
So that's what we're saying. They got 87 billion impressions. Now, 84 billion of them were people going, I hate this name. But those were impressions, I guess. 800-636-1067 is the number. Look, I'm not nearly as riled up about this as Danny is, but what question do you want to ask? You're fired up. What do you want to hear from people on?
Can we slam the gavel on the non-football side yet? Can we pronounce them guilty of incapable? Can we sentence them and say that this group is not good enough? And I don't know what to do about that exactly, but it ain't good enough.
MGM National Harbor listener lines open on Grant and Danny.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Changed some details, the team in a statement saying that in the interest of their fans, they're having to get rid of their plans. Now, what I don't know for sure is if this thing's never going to happen, because I will say that Tom Lavero quotes the person who runs the cruise line as basically saying he still thinks this cruise is going to happen. The team made it sound very different, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
I mean, they basically said, yeah, this is off. We're sorry to the fans. Out of deep concern for our fans' experience, we're in the process of canceling the fan cruise because of significant changes made by First Class Cruises. Here's what I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how many people signed up, too.
Yeah.
Like, did they have enough people to do it? Did they need more people? Was it booked? Was it, if they needed to get a couple thousand, did they have that? Like, there wasn't a whole lot of buzz about this. I hadn't heard anything about it since they originally announced it. So I didn't know if that could have been part of it as well, where if they're, for lack of a better term, pulling the rug out from under 8,000 fans, and I don't know how many people go on cruises.
I have no idea.
Talking out of my butt. But that's a much bigger deal than there's like 96 people that were going on this thing. You know what I'm saying?
Totally.
This is just, to me, it just feels so small time and rinky dink that this is, the NFL is as powerful an industry as there is. There's nothing more successful, that there's nothing that's a steamroller. And everything else is the pavement, like the National Football League. And this team is worth $6 billion, and they can't get a cruise off the ground. You know, they can't leave port because they're in business with this group that, it sounds like, didn't deliver on the goods. But then Tom Lavero, in a couple hours of research, finds out about what is years of consternation that this group has led people who booked with them too.
Precisely. So the biggest villain here, again, according to the story, is this cruise line company. I don't think that's in question.
And I should point out just real quick on their behalf that when reached for comment, the guy who runs the company basically told Tom all the things that you're referencing, all the problems that you cited last segment.
Yep.
It's all COVID related. If not for COVID, no one would have a complaint. None of this stuff would have been an issue. Everyone would have gotten exactly what they thought they were getting.
That's what the boss of the company said. So, you know, he's allowed to defend himself. There you go. I'm not making any accusations. I'm just sort of parroting here what I've read. So I would say there are plenty of complaints that Tom chronicles that predate COVID, but I would just offer that as well. So if there is a villain, quote unquote, it may be this cruise line company. But I guess my point here in general isn't that. I'm not accusing the Commanders of not being good at cruise lines. That's not their job, right? That's not the job of this Washington Football Group. It's to give fans a great experience. And this is another thing that's falling short. right? Whether it's their fault for not vetting, where it's their fault for having a dead link for who knows how long. I mean, what part of the process are they in for canceling? What if Tom Lavero doesn't click the link? What if he doesn't call? What if he doesn't get told by an employee, I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't know who to direct you to. What if that doesn't happen? Do any of these gears start in motion? I have no idea. I don't know that anybody can know. It just, again, looks like a group that is incapable of getting it right the first time. It looks like a group that doesn't have an initial rollout, just work. It's always, hey, we tried. We heard you guys. We recognize that it was wrong. We'll do better. We understand that this is important. Hey, we get this. They haven't gotten it right the first time at all. And that's what's exasperating, because this is the part that's supposed to be easy.
Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. Kevin is in Maryland. What's up, Kevin? How are you?
Hey, guys. I had to call. This is hilarious. Back in 2002, the Redskins did a fan cruise. And the only reason I remember that is because 980 was doing a contest for a week. And if you won it, you won a spot on the cruise, and I actually won the contest.
Oh, my God.
And that cruise ended up getting canceled.
No way.
Oh, my God.
That was 20 years ago. Now, 980 was good, and they actually still gave me a cruise. But the Redskin part of it, that never happened.
That's amazing. There's a lot of things about that are funny. 20 years have gone by and nothing's changed, essentially. Let's go to Randall in Mechanicsville. Hey, Randall.
What's up, Randall?
Hey, guys. This message is for the front office of that pathetic team that is called the Commanders. Stop trying. Stop. Stop trying to do these things for your fans. Stop doing what you're doing. Stop with the cruises. Stop with the Sean Taylor Day. Stop with the statues. Stop with the name. Stop with the jerseys. You can't get it right, period. I remember listening to the station last season, and you guys were correct at the time. Well, it's not that they can't, that they need to try something. No, not anymore. Stop trying. Stop. Just don't do it anymore.
So only, play the games on Sundays.
I get it.
And do nothing Monday through Saturday. That's just admitting defeat, and I get it. He's a beaten man, basically.
Yeah.
But he's saying, it's clear I can't trust you to do anything. It's like when my kid tries to feed the dog. It's a nice gesture. It's good to have.
I really appreciate the gesture.
But so much food ends up on the ground. Mm-hmm. Water gets spilled. Like, it's just not worth it. Tom is in Northwest DC. What's up?
Hey, if this cruise ship debacle was really the fault of the cruise line, the Commanders would have said, we're not going to do this because the boat broke, the itinerary changed, it didn't have room, whatever it was. The fact that they have this vague, we can't deliver the first class experience, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That tells you everything you need to know, that it's somehow, somewhere, something that the Commanders did, or nobody paid to show up. Because again, if there was a clear, obvious issue that the cruise line had caused, they would have called them out on it. And their silence is deafening in that press release.
That's interesting. I mean, doesn't it go the other way too, though, Danny, where there is a statement from the person who's getting called out by Tom Lavero in this entire piece, kind of bludgeoning his company. He could have easily said, the Commanders don't want to do this because they couldn't sell any tickets. Like, he could have thrown them
under
the
ship too,
if he wanted to, and he didn't do that. If you guys have a thought on this, you can give us a shout. 800-636-1067. Does this register for you as far as a blunder that actually gets your ire up? Like it does for Danny. Does this make the list of things that you care about with this business group since they got here? Also, NFL postseason award time. We're going to find out who won all the awards coming up just before the Super Bowl, but the finalists were announced yesterday. So let's take a look at some of those possible award winners and give our picks as we continue next on G&D.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.